Hey, this is Pete Cironis, and I am excited to host another episode of On Point Perspectives, talking to my good friend and colleague, Greg Deloche, director at On Point Consulting. Greg, great to see you.
Always good to chat with you, Pete. Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. And we're going to talk a bit about your recent trip to Edge 24, and we'll break that acronym down. I know that the Government Business Executive Forum, the Consumer Electronics Show, these acronyms that are widely attended for both commercial as well as federal folks has an impact. It's an annual event. It's known as the premier network of top government and technology professionals in business and government, that being GBEF. But Edge 24, and I believe the tagline was AI upon us. So, Greg, before I jump into a couple of my questions, I just wanted to give a shout out, obviously, to you and your thought leadership, your expertise. I love the On Point Consulting, I call it tagline, of how you leverage technology to advance your mission in support of the federal government and how you help those federal agencies on their digital transformation journeys. And for those of you who don't know who On Point Consulting is, their core capabilities span cybersecurity, enterprise systems and implementation management, cloud architecture and infrastructure services, and one that is near and dear to me, and that is digital communications and strategic marketing. So, with all that, Greg, it again is great to see you. And sorry about your Eagles and, of course, my Dolphins, but there will be another year for us.
Indeed, yeah, tough weekend on the football and sports front, but the event was great. Let me first just give kudos to GBEF, Don Upson and his whole team, the two co-chairs, Sanjay Sardar from ASRC Federal, Heidi Bernardo from Philips. If you have not been to an Edge event yet, certainly recommend it. Absolute state-of-the-art production quality, fantastic venue as always, and the speaker lineup was absolutely fantastic. Representation from a variety of government agencies, departments, CBP, TSA, State Department, FEMA, Air Force, state and local government, even representation from some of our European allies. There was representation from the British Parliament there, Interpol was there. And then you can't forget about industry. A lot of the industry leaders were on the speaker lineup. I mentioned Philips, ASRC Federal, Verizon, Deloitte, Adobe. So really a culmination of the leaders in industry being able to be in the same room and hear about the specific government missions that are going on and how we're able to advance our support moving forward.
So those that didn't attend get a taste from the mind and mouth of you, Greg Deloche. What were some of the key takeaways, and how do you think some of these technologies and services you heard about could indeed shape our future industry?
You had mentioned kind of the theme of the conference of AI is upon us, and I'm hard pressed to find a conference or event that doesn't mention AI throughout the duration. So that was probably a given. But collaboration you touched on, and it's not just industry, government, industry. It's also that government-government collaboration. This conference also highlighted the international aspect of that. We're all working together to make our world a safer and better place. Specific topics that were covered, it ran the gamut, everything from healthcare to the travel experience, to emerging technologies, to the supply chain and cyber and the workforce, even acquisition and the innovation that's going on there was mentioned. But of course, time for networking for us to kind of elaborate on some of those topics and share our lessons learned, right? Which is a big thing. It was mentioned multiple times that, hey, we're finally taking our lessons learned of what's worked, what's not, with the culmination of the emerging technologies, the collaboration, getting the right people in the room to solve our problems and challenges and advance some of those missions. One session that specifically stood out to me was from the CTO of CBP, Sunil Maghugiri. And a couple of things that he mentioned, we talked about AI. He said AI is augmenting, right? I know I've mentioned this in the past. This is not something that's going to come in and take over people's jobs. It's meant to assist us and make us more effective and efficient in our services to the government. His description and definition of AI, he actually said it stands for actionable intelligence, which I think was a great point that he made that, hey, this is a tool that, yes, it's got power. Yes, we need to kind of be careful with how we implement it and how we use it in our federal government systems. But this is meant to support us and help us achieve some of those mission priorities that were mentioned throughout the conference. Another big thing that he mentioned, I know this is near and dear to your heart, Pete, is the interaction and kind of collaboration of IT and OT. It's not just collaboration within the people in the industry, but also the technologies. And in order to be truly innovative and really advance those missions, we've got to start having IT OT integrated and move that forward as well.
Greg, I appreciate that. And if I may, being a dot connecting bridge builder, a la dots and bridges, for those of you who may be hearing me for the first time, I did walk the walk in government, and having a chance to interview colleagues like Greg, an industry thought leader, but also understand how government can leverage these forums as well. And then the services and the technology and the discussions, Greg, that at the end of the day, you have to apply. I want to get into that here in just one quick minute, but appreciate what you heard, and that being that AI can augment mission. When you think of the executive order on the safe, secure, and trustworthy development and use of artificial intelligence, for anybody who hasn't downloaded or read it, dated October 30th of last year, it talks about harnessing AI for good. And it's an effort that includes government, private sector, academia, and civil society, which Greg wonderfully articulated was present at this forum. You mentioned a speaker and a presentation and this underpinning of AI, but let's riff off a little bit more. Was there a technology or a use or an application of AI that made you feel good about those core capabilities that OnPoint offers to its customers?
I'll start my answer with another common theme, and justified as so, is ensuring that security is embedded into the fabric of everything that's done. OnPoint was, built on our cybersecurity expertise, and while we've provided those services to many federal agencies and departments to secure, network systems, data, one of the big things that's been said many times at almost every event that I've been to is data is our most valuable asset. The second part of that is, and we need to ensure that we secure it. So OnPoint's working currently with a couple different departments and agencies. We're working with Air Combat Command today, securing and advancing their weapon systems, certainly things that need to be secure as they go through their day-to-day. Also over at Department of Commerce, we're working with BIS to secure a lot of their platforms and data with ongoing cloud support as well. Another thing, and kind of dotted line to this, you're starting to see federal agencies and departments progress towards, the zero trust implementation. I know that's a big topic. It's a way to modernize and enhance their cybersecurity posture for sure. This all stemming from, Memorandum 2209, Executive Order 14028, which requires the agencies to achieve specific zero trust goals by the end of fiscal year 2024. So we're working with our clients to ensure they're all educated, prepared, progressing to achieve these mandated goals and improve their cyber posture. Going back to it really is all about the mission, right? You're doing this for a specific reason. Each federal agency and department, obviously, the mission priorities are so vast and diverse across the board, but really going back to mission and asking why, right? That's the biggest thing, is being able to sit down and say, okay, what's the mission priority? What's the impact it's going to have on the, citizens or customers that we're providing these services to? And why are we doing it? And being able to take that answer and information, flip that around and say, how can we do it better, is really going to start being able or allowing us to innovate and advance a lot of those priorities.
And again, for the audience, Greg hit on a number of references to executive orders, for example, 14028, which is that one in 2021, which introduced this topic to many, that being operational technology, which is, I quote, the vital machinery that ensures our safety as citizens and residents, in addition to cybersecurity in general, which I know, Greg, you and OnPoint care a lot about defending our nation's critical infrastructure, disrupting and dismantling threat actors, investing in a resilient future. Yes, these are words that come out of the National Cybersecurity Strategy, but as a core capability and the ability to communicate that externally, I appreciate you sharing that that is what matters to you in support of your efforts supporting the federal government. So shout out to Samara and your team of awesome people at OnPoint. So we're going to close out because we want this to be quick fire and entice people to go out and check a little bit about what Edge 24 was about, and then check out OnPoint Consulting's website to kind of see a bit more about how what Greg's talking about aligns with their service offerings to government. So a parting shot, Greg, what would you like to leave as sort of that What is it that you're going to apply in your office and your team about what you glean to make sure that those who are out there trumpeting on point can kind of differentiate yourself moving forward?
Not to steal your phrase, but left the conference fired up. A lot of the technologies that were presented are amazing. But hearing a lot of the case studies, and I think that's one of the things that this conference does well, is providing, you know, the case studies of how we are impacting the mission day to day. I mean, the boots on ground, what kind of answering that question of why do we do this? So being able to hear a lot of those different case studies from not just government partners, but industry as well, how we're progressing and innovating in so many different ways, definitely got me fired up and excited to continue the work that OnPoint's doing.
Wonderful, Greg. And thank you again. I'll talk with you at a future date and see how some of what you've taken, that actionable intelligence, is being applied inside the Beltway. And continued success to you and your team at OnPoint. It was great to see you and chat with you, pal.
Absolutely. Appreciate the time, Pete.